so excited to be talking about the Women's Art Initiative with our guests this morning. Sula Pettibon and Harriet Goode are in studio to share with us all the things that you have that we just take for granted, because everything beautiful, we're just like, oh, it just happens. Well, it happens because you have artists and those who love art volunteering their time to connect with the community and actually create. So let's begin with, what is our top conversation? What are we talking about today? Would it be Sula or Harriet? Who would like to begin?
Go for it, Harriet. We've got a great project that Harriet has headed up. So
wonderful.
Well, we're doing the haiku project on the sidewalks downtown. And all of this came about in a conversation about this time last year at a Women's Art Initiative board meeting, when Toddie Wilkerson announced that Rock Hill would soon have its first Poet Laureate, and that Poetry Month was in April, and we should do something to celebrate it. So I said, hot dog, we can do something. And it was just a sort of an incidental thing that I had just gotten an email from an art buddy in Nebraska who's married to a Japanese woman, and he had done an illustration for her haiku poem. He sent me the poem, and I said, Norman, I can't read Japanese. So he sent the translation to me, of course. And so that inspired Haiku on the Sidewalks project.
Wow.
But we didn't do it last year. There was simply not enough time. And so we did a lot of planning. We had to get the approval of the school district. We talked with Dr. Kokolis and got her approval on having the schools involved. Then we had to make a presentation to city council. They enthusiastically and unanimously said, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
And so we're ready.
Well, again, it's always a great idea when you bring students into an opportunity to share art together.
Yes.
You learn so much from each other.
And, you know, in addition to sharing a project with children, that assures that the project will get attention.
Oh, funny, you should say that. We were talking about it this morning as
really?
It relates to theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
incorporate
does.
Incorporate children and parents come, and it truly has this domino effect.
And as Sula said, there'll be a walking tour. I think the walking tour during the Arts Alliance is going to be fabulous, but it'll be ongoing. The poetry will be on both sides of the sidewalk, from Fountain Park all the way down to Dave Lyle Boulevard. And we do have sort of a limited budget. Oh, and another element of all of this was that we needed a project that was not expensive, that would get attention. Mm-hmm. And so this project, I think, is perfect for that.
But
so,
Harriet has been working hard on it and found a company that is going to provide stencils.
Okay.
So
for the haiku, which
the haiku,
is a form
right.
of Japanese poetry. So
yes.
when we see like the almost like a calligraphy looking, I know my daughter made a picture for me that says mom, like love and mom. And, you know, they're that's good to know that stenciling
right.
is provided.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the haiku is, and keep me straight on this, Harriet, it's just three lines. It's five syllables in the first line, seven syllables in the second line, and five syllables in the third line. Mm. So it's pretty easy to do it. I've been writing several at home, and it's just
fun. Oh, good,
and they usually have a nature aspect,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. A component, a reference to nature is pretty much standard.
So she reached out to the school district, like she said, and juniors and seniors in high school are writing the haiku, although it is open to juniors and seniors at any school in Rock Hill. And then so the deadline is the 20th. That's what, Wednesday? And then Harriet and a group of judges will judge and announce the winners by the 27th. And then she's got to get the winning entries to the stencil company to make the stencils. And then the art students from the school district are going to come and then paint it on the sidewalks.
Oh,
so,
beautiful wow. way. And it'll wash away after some time,
exterior
right?
paint.
Yeah, it will use acrylic paint, so it won't wash away.
Oh, okay.
But when it begins to wear down, I think the city will come along with the pressure washer.
I got you.
Because when it gets to looking worn
right.
yes.
and shabby.
Right.
We don't want it.
But truly, this is going to be a beautiful display of art. I mean, just the steps involved with, you know, the writing of the poetry, the selection process, the artist coming and painting. What a beautiful way to not only show art, but teach the story behind art.
Right.
Oh, that's good. That's well said, Patty.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm a thespian.
Well, to Patty's point, Harriet, what do you hope families, when they're walking down Main Street, our family did it just the other day, and they stop and they read the haikus, what do you hope they get out of it? Do you hope that they learn what a haiku is? Do you hope that they see art on the sidewalk and this is something they can do in their home? What do you want the families walking down Main Street to take away once they get in their car and they're driving away?
All of that.
All of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check,
uh-huh.
check.
Okay.
And in addition, just getting them downtown, you know, they might go to Amelie's, mm-hmm. they might go to McHale's or to the new Tattoo right. Brewery. And, oh, now there's one more thing.
Okay.
Don't let me forget this.
This project just gets better and better.
I'm already in this artistic state of mind. Give me a croissant.
Yeah, and you know, when my wheels get cranky,
I can't
stop. But anyway, I thought just to get more people involved and to include others other than, you know, people more than high schools, I thought we can have the Secret Haiku Project. And so I talked to Adam Perlewick at Tattoo, and he said, that's a fabulous idea. I'd like to participate. What do you want? And I said, we want
$80. Yeah.
He went to the office and wrote a check. And then his wife came up with the idea. Oh, to back up a minute. We'll put the little poems in something like a tiny Altoids box or something mm-hmm. like that, and either with Velcro or magnets or something, we'll stick it under a counter or under a chair or, you know, in some out of the way place.
Yeah.
There'll be a little table tent on the table that says, if you find it, you get a free beer or whatever the restaurant wants to offer. And then Adam's wife said, they have to get up and read it.
Oh, even better. Yeah. Oh,
and
good.
Say, this is a Women's Art Initiative project, and say that to the whole group. And
yes.
Also, I was thrilled that she thought of that.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's cool.
Well, our community is strong because of our arts program. The Women's Art Initiative is just one great example of just some of the artwork we've seen around the community that you ladies have come up with. And over the last just couple of years, this has not been something that's been around for decades. This initiative is fairly new.
Well, the initiative is new, but, you know, actually the public art has been around
for
a while.
Yeah.
And I am working on an inventory. And it's, you know, when I started that project, it was like every time I turned the corner, I found something that I had forgotten about or I didn't realize. So it's just kind of exciting that, you know, a lot of it started with the Civitas mm-hmm. on Dave Lylan at City Hall and Mighty Casey at Cherry Park, which I think people forget about because it's not like right downtown. Mm-hmm. But it was one of the very first pieces and a piece that the community really got behind. So the public art is really enriches mm-hmm. our community, and it's always just a great surprise to turn the corner and find something beautiful that's been created for us.
Creating like a scavenger hunt.
All right. Well, the Women's Art Initiative is bringing haikus to Main Street here in Rock Hill. We can see it during the month of April. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So pay attention to where you're walking.
Yeah.
And then for updates and new information, you have a new website.
Right, the Women's Art Initiative.
Okay. And .com and .org.
That's what try them both.
Women's Art Initiative.
That's it.
I love the logo, too.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Sula Pettibon, Harriet Goode, fine ladies in our community. Thank you so much.
And thanks for
what you do for the art community.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.